Thy presence, my light, whether waking or sleeping. I can't get the exact words. So that's quite literal. I'd like to quote a few times from Dallas Willard. If you have $10, you could do worse than to spend that on his book, The Divine Conspiracy, and that's where I got some of these thoughts. But in this book, Dr. Willard says that talking to God about what we're doing together, that's prayer. And so as we go through the day, we can always talk to God about what we're doing. If we are honest Christians walking in the light, that will be easy. You don't have to go off into a closet. So the fellowship is quite literally without ceasing. There was a knight in the 1600s, I suppose it was, from Spain who converted to Christianity. And after he was done with his heroic deeds and became a Christian and wanted to live a peaceful life, he wrote a prayer that is still used by the Catholic Church today. And it says, one phrase in the prayer says, "Help us to live, Lord Jesus, so close to thee that we may see your hand, your purpose, and your will in all things." That is the epitome of prayer, seeing God's hand everywhere we go, whatever we're doing. And that can be quite literally without ceasing. There's the phrase from Psalm 1 also that Eugene Peterson points out. The one phrase from Psalm 1 is, the wise man, it's talking about the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked, and it says he meditates in God's law all day long, all the time, without ceasing. And that to me is also a picture of praying without ceasing. And Eugene Peterson, I was going to say, points out that the Hebrew word is haggah, H-A-G-A-H. And according to Eugene Peterson, this was the word used to describe the sound a dog makes as it, as he says, gnaws and enjoys and savors his bone. So to me, that's a beautiful picture of what we can be like with our prayer life as we take the words of God and pray them as we go about our everyday life at all times. There should be no activities that we do as Christians where we cannot be gnawing on the word of God like that. There should be none. I'm not there yet, but that's my goal. The third thing is surrender. And this is a posture of prayer that we have at all times. The other morning in our staff meeting at school when we were praying, one of the teachers prayed, we ask that you, I wrote this down because I was so impressed with it. We ask that you make things happen the way you think is best. And if we can take that posture into our everyday lives, that will revolutionize our lives. And it is the ultimate posture of surrender. We ask that you make things happen the way you think is best. And we were praying for routine events like the spelling bee and an all-school chapel. And I just appreciated my brother's attitude in that. Dallas Willard again. The ultimate exercise in theology is prayer. The ultimate exercise in theology is prayer. Because as we pray, we're trying to find the mind of God. It's not stuffy academia in the schools of Christian theology. It's praying to him and saying, God, what would you want? It's taking that supreme choice phrase from the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, and praying it as we live our lives. That is a posture of prayer, and it is quite literally without ceasing if we are committed Christians. The surrender thing for me, it's been described as a novel. Life is a novel. And what we want to do from birth is we want to be the protagonists. We want to be the heroes and the heroines. But, you know, God calls us to make him the protagonist. And we are the minor characters. And if we can go about our days exalting our protagonist, if you will, that is a constant posture. In conclusion, I am going to quote Dallas Willard one more time. He says that we all talk of heaven and we all want to go there. But he says, you know, I don't have the exact quote, but these are the words, and this will be in The Divine Conspiracy if you have one, find it. or if you don't have one, use your $10 and buy it. But anyway, he says, you know, we all talk of going to heaven, that's great, but he says heaven, the essence of heaven is, are you ready? Not necessarily angels playing on the clouds with harps. That would be something that I would get tired of. But he says, and I'm not good at playing the harp anyway, but he says heaven is the constant, unmitigated presence of God. It is the constant, unmitigated presence of God. And he goes on to say that if a person, this, I know this is, this steps on our toes a bit, but he says if a person doesn't enjoy that in this life, how can we expect that person to enjoy it in the next? And I think his point is excellently made. Dallas Willard was a great gift, and in my opinion, an apostle, a modern-day apostle. He passed away a year or two ago, but I give the wholesale endorsement to his books, of course, to be read critically like any other books, but please, that's something that I could recommend. We go through life, it's perilous, it's difficult, but with prayer, practicing the presence of God, we can navigate whatever comes at us. Speaking of prayer, I'm going to ask you to, in your pews, just kneel, and we will pray at this time. Lord Jesus, there are a lot of people here that represent different backgrounds, and I'm sure that you have different designs for each of us, but we have one common request. Help us to be in tune with you so that we can do what you want us to do. And teach us to pray so that we can experience life's highest joy, which is your presence. And impress on us that prayer is, quite literally, without ceasing in all we do. Refine us and mold us in your character, and thank you for the opportunity to be here, I hope and trust, with other believers so that we can be strengthened. We pray as we are taught to our Father through Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, brother, for sharing those words of encouragement and exhortation. I was spoken to, and let's take it to heart. Right, the teachers in the basement are dismissed for Sunday school. The children's classes are also dismissed. This week we begin our study of Zechariah, and we have chapter 1, verses 1 through 17 today. Next week we finish chapter 1 and all of chapter 2, so it's 1:18 through 2:13. You're dismissed to your classes.